I see a lot of young squirrels get killed by cars because their bodies actually think they were born to be squirrels and not urban ninja warriors. And they survive as a species, and so do we. But what is lost in settling for the opposite of health? In our case, our humanity. Evidence for this, all the walking zombies, willing to do what others tell them to, putting this magical gift called life at the disposal of these sad, sick souls. I recall Kropotkin saying that he'd read in ancient texts of gorillas that were gregarious. They will one day again be fully gorillas if we decide now to be fully human. There is a hunger for the earth that rages hidden in we captives. Its fulfillment is our destination and our due. We will not stop till we attain it. Name it freedom, but it means no leashes on us, no more blindly following. That hunger is for our humanness. The earth in us being fully human, no difference. What a con that they dared call what they give us civilization and kept us worrying so about survival that we had no time to think about it. For the most cursory examination of the matter would expose its falseness. It's time to reclaim ourselves and our reality as a global one. The rule of the half-dead few and settling for what the half-dead choose for us is done.